Many people have said, well, does that mean the end of the world? And no, I don't believe so. I believe it does, however, mean that it's a point at which humanity is going to make a choice. And we're either going to step up to a higher level of thinking, a higher attitude of mind, or we're going to carry on with the conversation that's been going on the planet for perhaps 5,000 years or more, where, as we've seen over and over again, someone does an attack and somebody responds with another attack, thinking, well, if I just wipe out all the bad guys, then the world will be safe for me. And of course, in wiping out all the bad guys, we've just created more murder and war.
Right. There is no, it's like the antibiotic resistant bacteria. It's the same mindset. And it seems that now we need to know enough that patriotism and nationalism aren't really quite relevant anymore. And it's not to say we don't love America or anything like that. You know, it's not about that. It's about broadening perspective.
Well, there's a powerful statement that Albert Einstein made as a physicist that addresses that very question that you just asked, or statement you just made. And he says this: the human being is a part of the whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. And to me, what Einstein was saying there is that our eye tricks us into thinking we're separate from others. That's the optical delusion. The truth is that if we could see on an energetic level — my background is in electronics and physics — if we could see on an energetic level a different frequency than what our eye shows us, we'd see the energy that links us all together. We are inextricably connected in one body. And though we can cut ourselves off from awareness of what's happening, what appear to be other bodies, we still suffer the pain of their suffering, and vice versa. And as we can raise ourselves to that level that Einstein invited us to do, the level that he was able to see, we're going to find ourselves in a much different process in life than the one we're engaged in today.